Friday, 3-15-2024.
WRTL 610, go ahead.
Roger, just checking to see if you guys are having a net tonight or not.
Yes, we are. We're getting ready to start in a few minutes.
Roger that. Thank you very much. We'll be standing by. Louis here from the South Asian Mountain Slope.
Good evening, everybody. This is Bernie, WRXN 291 from Gretna, Louisiana. And we're going to get going here with the roundtable. We're still in the middle of playing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? First off, what I want to do is everybody, I'm sure, heard Shannon on the last two that we had, WSAQ479, and many of you know that she had some surgery. I know some of y'all have talked to her since. I talked to her just a minute ago, and she seems to be doing really well, but I just wanted to keep her in our thoughts and prayers. So here's a shout out to Shannon. Let me reset here. Okay, and along with me tonight, we have WRNS719DJ, WRJN394Ryan, WRTL610Barrel, and WRXG221Dave from Baton Rouge. Also, on the Bloomington 625 YouTube channel that Ryan has running for us, there's a live run of this particular event. Now, what we're going to do tonight, this is a continuation of the game that we've been playing for, this is the third week. So just like last week, I'll do a roll call for the operators that were playing last week. There will be no other players admitted into the game this week. But everyone's invited to listen in to see who will win, who's smarter than a fifth grader, and who will win Kenwood CK3000 UHF-HT. That's donated to us by the Slingshot Repeater System and WRKH273 Scott. Thanks again, Scott. Now, just to let y'all know, the way this is going to work, I'm going to do a roll call. The people who were in the game last week are the ones who will be playing. It's a cumulative score. And in the end, it's going to be a last man standing who's going to win that prize. So, let's get started here in just a second. Okay, so we're going to start with a check-in. These are the people who've been in here the last couple of weeks continually in play. We have their cumulative score. So this is going to be a check-in. First is 581, so call sign ending in 581, Matt. Let's try one more time. Call sign ending with 581, Matt. We're doing a roll call here to see who's actually still playing in the game. If you don't make the roll call, you're not going to be in the game. So 581, Matt. How about you? You out there? Okay, moving on. 703, Jacob.
Yes, sir. I'm here. WRZR 703.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Next is 320 Ray. How about you, Ray? You out there? Let's try him one more time. 320 Ray. Yep. He was in there the last couple of weeks. How about you, Ray? You out there? Okay, next up is 273 Scott. Next up is 733 John. Call sign ending 733 John. Call sign ending 506 Paul.
WTP 506.
Thank you, sir. Next up is 775 Larry.
WRQH 775. Larry, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Call sign ending 495 Brad.
495 is here, prepared to crash and burn on mathematics.
Thank you, sir. Call sign ending 944, Anthony.
WRW 944, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Call sign ending 797, Al.
WSAG 797, Alpha Lima, on here.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Next up, 818, Don.
WRQG 818, Don, I am present.
Thank you, sir. Call sign ending 618, Ezra.
618 in the building.
Thank you, sir. Call sign ending 609, Steve.
WRHB 609, we're here.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. Call sign ending 620, Joe.
WRVV 620, present.
This is a pause for repeater ID. Thank you, sir. Next up, call sign ending 297, Dave.
Here.
Let's try that again, because I know Dave's out there. 297, Dave. Come on back again. I know Dave's out there. Just talk to him.
I'm here, Bernie.
There he is. Okay, thank you, sir. Call sign ending 428, Tyson. Let's try that one more time. Call sign ending 428, Tyson. Okay, no response from that. Next one up. Call sign ending 431, Mark. One more time. Call sign ending 431, Mark.
Just to let you know, anybody listening on 1197 is not hearing you.
Roger that. Stand by.
LAGMRS.com.
Stand by. We're putting 1197 in there, and we'll do another call out if anybody's in there. Okay, now just to let y'all know, while we're waiting for the 1197 to get connected, Okay, so the questions tonight are going to be more difficult than they are for fifth graders. I saw some of them myself, and there's going to be a winner tonight. Let's just put it that way. In either case, it's not just math. It's history and geography and all kind of good stuff. So y'all get ready because some pretty tough questions here. And stand by, please. Okay, we're going to do one more call out. Anybody that's on the 1197, which is TV Switch for Roadkill, any other players that are out there that were in the round last week, come on back. Okay, guys, so here we go. It looks like we got 12 players that are in the running here. So let me get the questions ready, and let's see, who is it that'll be first? 703 Jacob will be first. Everybody stand by.
Glad Matt didn't show up. He's smarter than me.
Okay, 703 Jacob, you ready for a question?
Yes, sir, do my best.
Which country gifted the U.S. the Statue of Liberty?
I think I'm already out. I want to say France.
You are correct, sir. So next up is going to be 506, Paul.
Correct.
Who was the first woman to serve as the Second Lady of the United States?
Abigail Adams.
Roger that, Mr. Paul. You know, I think I've said this before to you, but it seems like every question I've ever asked you, you got correct. So, good job. Okay, next up is 775, Larry. How about you, Larry? You ready?
As ready as I'll be.
How long was the Civil War in the United States?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say close to 4 years, 5 years.
Got to pick one or the other, brother.
4 years.
Well, you know, you had a 50-50 shot there. You're right. Okay, so let's see. Moving on is 495, Brad. You ready for a question, Brad? Where was the first British settlement in America?
Oh, man. Roanoke.
No, I'm sorry, sir. Wright State. But, no. And, by the way, guys, these are fourth grade history questions. Sorry to make you feel worse. But, in either case, okay, here we go. Next one up is 944 Anthony. Thanks, Dave, for pointing that out for me. 944 Anthony, you ready for a question?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
Who was the first vice president?
Um, on Adams?
Yes, sir, you are correct. Very good. Let's see. Now we're going to move to 797 Al. You ready for a question, Al?
Roger that. Good.
What are the first 10 amendments to the Constitution called?
Bill of Rights?
Yes, sir, you're all right. Okay, let's see. Next we're going to have 818 Don. Stand by. Let me get some more questions pulled up here. Okay, here we go, Don. The stripes on the U.S. flag represent what?
That would be the original 13 colonies.
That is correct, sir. Next up is 618 Ezra. You ready for a question there?
Roger that.
At which time zone is the state of Montana?
Sometime daylight.
Say that again. I didn't catch the beginning.
Mountain time.
Roger that. Thank you very much. Okay, next one up is 609 Steve. You ready for a question?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Someone with full rights and responsibilities as a nation member is called what?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say a natural citizen.
Yes, sir, that's right. Or just a citizen, that's fine. Okay, let's see. Next one up is 620 Joe.
Go ahead.
What is the name of the writing system used by ancient Egyptians?
Hieroglyphics.
Say again, sir. I only caught the tail end.
They used hieroglyphics.
Very good. That is correct. 297 Dave. You ready for a question? Not coming through, Dave. Can you come back again, please? Stand by a second.
Yeah, I'm ready, Bernie, if you can hear me.
Okay, that was some serious packet loss there, Dave. I'll give you some time to move on. I'll go to the next person and then come back to you, okay? Let's see. The next one up is 356 Chris. I'm going to call out one more time, 356 Chris. Are you ready for a question? Uh, No response from Chris, so we're going to go back to Dave, 297 Dave.
Yeah, reset DB switch. Can you hear me, Bernie?
Roger that. I got you now. Okay, here you go. Here's your question. Who is known as the father of the Constitution?
I'm going to guess Thomas Edison. No. Thomas Jefferson.
Good try, sir. No, it was James Madison. So that's incorrect. Sorry about that, Dave. Okay, and I think that gets us through the first round. Yeah, I believe so. So stand by. We're going to move on to some different questions here.
WRTS-733, I believe I might have been skipped.
WRA-320 got skipped.
Okay, roger that. We had something that was disconnected when we first started, so let's go to 320. Dave, that's line 7, yeah. And this is Ray. Hold on, Ray. Okay, this one's for 320, Ray.
WRTS-733 was skipped as well.
What do you call the collective customs, arts, behaviors, and social activities in a group?
Okay, we had a bit of a double up there. What was the question again, please? I'm sorry.
Okay, here you go. One more time. What do you call the collective customs, arts, behaviors, and social activities in a group?
Okay. I'm going to bail out on that one. I don't have the foggiest idea. Just WQRA-320.
Okay, well, thank you, Ray. That's a people's culture. Okay, let's see. 733, I believe, also we missed earlier. John, are you ready for a question?
Yes, I'm ready. Go. I don't know if you're getting me. I'm on DB switches, in and out. So, yeah, go for it. We'll see if you can make it happen.
Okay, I got you. Now, this is a statement with two blanks. So you'll hear me say blank. That'll be one of the answers, and there's two of them. If a lot of people want ice cream, but there isn't enough, then blank is high and blank is low. 733 John, you copy?
LAGMRS.com.
Okay, I think we lost John there. Okay, anybody else that we missed in the first round? Let's see. Come on in now. We'll be able to tell if you were in there or not. Come on in now.
Bernie, I have a small question.
What's your question? Go ahead.
Last Friday, this game, did you do it last Friday? I know we did it two Fridays ago, but did you do it last Friday?
Yeah, that's right. This is the third Friday. So if you weren't in last Friday's, then you're not in.
WRTS-733, I believe I'm connected. Can you hear me?
Time, but I did check in on the first Friday, two Fridays ago. All right. Thank you. WRZD-624.
Roger that, John. Got you now. Okay, here we go. We're going to try the question again, and it's fill in the blanks. So if a lot of people want ice cream, but there isn't enough, then blank is high and blank is low.
Is this an economics question? Can you give me a hint?
Well, yeah, it would be economics. That's correct.
Okay, if a lot of people want ice cream and there isn't enough, then demand is high and supply is low.
Very good. That is correct. Okay, let's see. We're going to move on. I think that's everybody now. Anybody else from last week that was playing that we missed so far tonight before I move on to the second round? Once we move on to the second round, that's it. So anybody else that was checked in and playing last week, come on in now, one at a time. Okay, but nothing heard. We're going to move on. Second round here. We're going to start with 703 Jacob.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
A grouping of lines within a poem is called what?
I'm going to guess a stanza.
That is correct. And yes, they same point value. Okay, let's see. Next, we're going to move on to 320 Ray. You ready for a question?
I missed my last one. Am I still in it? If so, go with your question.
Name the figurative language used in this phrase. Brave as a lion.
Irish.
No, sir. That's called a simile. Okay, moving on. 733 John.
Go with your question, please. 733.
What is it called when a character goes through a transformational journey in a story? John, you copy?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, Roger, I got you. So what is it called when a character goes through a transformation journey in a story?
If it's directed to the audience, then it's a character study. If it's part of the grand, well, character arc is most likely the answer to that one.
You worked that one out, bud. That is correct. Okay, let's see. We are moving on to 506 Paul. How about you, Mr. Paul? You ready?
Go ahead.
What is the name of the collection of classical stories related to religion or cultural tradition?
Could you repeat the question, please?
What is the name of a collection of classical stories related to religion or cultural traditions?
I believe it's mythology.
That is right. It is mythology. Okay, next up. Good job, Mr. Paul. Next up is 775 Larry. Ready for a question?
Go ahead, Bernie.
Stand by. Okay, here we go, fellas. Getting into math. How do you represent, this is for 775 Larry, how do you represent 13 and 3 quarters with decimals.
It would be 13.75.
Roger that. Next up is 495, Brad.
Okay, here we go.
What is the area of a rectangular room if one wall is 11 feet long and the other wall is 14 feet long?
Can you repeat that question again?
What is the area of a rectangular room if one wall is 11 feet long and the other wall is 14 feet long?
We're going to say 154. There it is. Okay, 154.
150 feet, that's correct. I love hearing the ladies in the background playing along, too. Okay, next up is 944, Anthony.
I'm here, sir.
How many hours and minutes are in 555 minutes?
Can you say how many minutes are in there? I'm sorry.
How many hours and minutes are in 555 minutes?
That would be 9 hours and 15 minutes.
Roger that. That is correct. Next up, let's see, we have 797 Al. Ready for a question?
I hate math. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not my best friend either. If an ice cream shop sells 102 ice cream cones a day at $3 each, how much money will they make in 5 days?
$918.
Well, I think I just went for it, too, to tell you the truth. No, but that's wrong. good shot. Okay, let's see. Next up is 818 Don.
Go ahead, Bernie.
Let's try that again. 818 Don.
Go ahead.
If my closest neighbor lives 212 yards away from me, how many feet away does she live?
That would be 636 feet.
Roger that. Very good. Next up is 618 Ezra. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go for it.
In which country did the Olympics originate?
I'm sure Greece.
Roger that. Very good. Tell the truth. Did Trish help you on that one? I'm not going to put you in that spot. All right, next up, 609, Steve.
Go ahead, Bernie.
What is Amelia Earhart famous for?
The first female to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Solo.
Roger that. Very good, sir. Let's see. Next up is 620 Joe. You ready for a question?
620, go ahead.
If a square is 5 inches on each side, what is the perimeter of the square?
That would be 20.
That is correct. Let's see. Moving on. Stand by. Okay, next up, 297 Dave. Ready for a question, Dave?
Yes, I'm ready, Bernie.
Round 8,932 to the nearest 10.
$8,940?
No, sir. Sorry. It's $8,930. Sorry about that, Dave. Okay, moving on. Let's see. Next up is... Was that the end of the... Yeah, that was the end of that round. Okay, so everybody stand by, take a breath, and we'll be back up at the top again here soon. Let's see, it looks like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Out of 18, we have 10, it looks like, that are still in the running. And we're going to go one more round. Okay, so everybody stand by.
LAGMRS.com.
Okay, everybody, we're going to start the third round. Now, we're going to see how this goes. I'm not going any longer than three rounds tonight. Okay, so hopefully we'll see. It whittled down quite a few, but let's get rolling anyway. Next up, first up, I should say, is, at the top, 703 Jacob.
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
What is the process of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly called?
I think I'm going to get this one wrong. I can't remember it. I know it goes into a cocoon. That's about it.
Okay, man. Appreciate you playing a bunch, though, but hang in there anyway, okay? Because it looks like your score is still in the running. Even if this is the last round for tonight, you're still in the running, so make sure you hang in there. Let's see. 320 Ray.
Go ahead. 320.
What is the process by which plants make their food called?
Photosynthesis.
Roger that. That is correct. Next up, 733 John. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead with the question.
In classical music, what instrument In classical music, what instruments usually comprise a string quartet?
That would be the violin, viola, cello, and double bass.
Boy, that is so close, but it's not. It's two violins, a viola, and a cello. So I got to go with that answer here. But what a shock you gave, man.
Sorry about that. Okay, next up is 506 Paul.
Go ahead.
What does paleontologist, I got to say that one again, tongue-tied. What does a paleontologist study?
Scientist who studies life on Earth.
Okay, I think this is unprecedented right here. Mr. Paul, you got that one wrong, according to what I have. What does a paleontologist study? Fossils. Okay, thank you, Mr. Paul. What a run. Okay, next up is 775 Larry.
I'm here.
In colonial America, what was the Sugar Act?
I know it was some kind of revenue or tax they had to bring forward.
Okay, it was a tax, but a tax on what?
Sugar.
Okay, that's not correct. In colonial America, what was the sugar tax? It was a tax, a sugar act. It was a tax on molasses and wine. Okay, next up is 495 Brad.
Unit 0, 1 and 2, ready.
Which general led U.S. troops during the Vietnam War?
I'm not sure if I got through there. Westmoreland.
Yeah, you didn't get through the first time, but that is correct, so good job. Okay, everybody got to stand by 1 second. Got to make some adjustments here. So give me a few minutes. Okay, had to switch radios there. I was about to burn one up. Let's see. So, first off, who's up next? 944 Anthony. Let me just make sure you got a copy. So just come back.
I'm here.
Roger that. Okay, stand by. What landmass on Earth is known as the island continent?
Australia?
Roger that. That is correct. Okay, let's see. Moving on. 797 Al.
Yes, sir.
Stand by 1 second, please. The ancient Egyptian Empire was based on what continent?
Africa.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Okay, let's see. Moving on is 818 Don.
Go ahead.
If a car is traveling at 40 miles an hour, how long will it take it to go 190 miles?
That'd be 4 hours and 45 minutes.
Roger that. That is correct. Okay, 618 Ezra.
I'm ready.
Which one of these is a mammal?
sea urchin.
Sea lion.
That is correct. Okay, next up is 609 Steve.
Yeah, Bernie.
Okay, Steve, here you go. Since the late 1930s, what calendar date has been designated for the inauguration of a U.S. president?
January the 20th.
I just got the 20th. What's the month?
January.
That is correct, sir. Okay, let's see. Next up is 620
Joe. 620, go ahead.
What was the name of the first satellite put into orbit by the United States?
That would be Explorer.
That is correct. Next up is 297 Dave.
Bernie, I've had a great time, but I'm going to concede, sir. I am not smarter than a fifth grader, and I appreciate it, Bernie.
Okay. Okay, roger that, Dave. You cracked me up, dude. Okay, stand by, everybody. Let's see, I think that's the end of that round. Hold on. Yeah, that's the end of that round with Dave. Okay. All right, stand by, everybody. Okay, so it looks right now like we have a five-way tie for first place. Everyone else is mathematically out of it. So, we have five players tied at 24 points each. Let's see, no, not necessarily, there's three others, four others that are also at 19, so they're actually in it too. Let me consider what we're going to do here. Stand by, guys. Okay, so here's what we're going to do, everybody. It looks like we have one, two, three, four, five players tied at 24, and we have one, two, three, four players tied at 19. So the people with 19 they still mathematically in it. And so what we're going to do is next week we're going to finish this, and the players who are tied for first with 24 points and the players with 19 points will be playing. Those people are 733 John with 19 points, 775 Larry with 19 points, 495 Brad with 19 points, 944 Anthony with 24 points, 797 Al with 19 points, 818 Don with 24 points, and 618 Ezra with 24 points, and 609 Steve with 24 points, and finally 620 Joe with 24 points. Those are the players remaining left in the game for next week. Everybody else is mathematically out of it. Okay, so we will continue next week, same time, Friday, 8 p.m. Central.
next Friday.
LAGMRS.com.
Net Control, I got a comment.
This has been Bernie's Friday Roundtable. This net meets, it's going to meet next Friday for sure, at 8 p.m. Central. Again, this net utilizes link repeat assistance throughout the United States that is made possible by GMRS Live. For information on these networks, please visit GMRSLive.com or Roadkill Nationwide at roadkill.network. Thanks to all the repeater owners who make this possible. This is Bernie, WRXM 291, returning the repeater system to its regular operations. 73 is all, and wishing everyone have a great evening, and we'll see you all next Friday. Take care. I'm Cliff.
Thanks, Bernie.
Great job, Bernie. WRXM 290.
WRXN 291, WRTS 733.
Yes, go ahead, 733.
Yeah, I hate to beat a dead horse here, but I was wondering if I could contest the judging on my last question there, because I'm a classical musician. I play violin. And I would say about 95% of the quartets that I've played in are double bass and not two violins. So I wonder if there's, and I looked online and I see all over the place that traditionally they didn't, back in the day, they wouldn't include the double bass because it would be considered too strong for the audience or something like that. But and a lot of times they forego a double bass or a cello and go straight to a harpsichord or piano or something like that. It's still considered a quartet.
Roger that. I understand. Would you do this for me? Would you email me your call sign? Just email me at my call sign, WRXN291 at gmail.com, and I'll do more research and let you know what I come back with. If I find what you're talking about, then sure, I'll be glad to award you that.
Will do. Thanks for your consideration. WRTS 733 clear.
Thank you, 733. Much appreciated, man. And appreciate you playing, too. It's all for fun. Oh, this one's for radio. Anyway, take care. WRXN 291 clear.
WRXD 297, Dave in West Houston, Texas. I want to thank Bernie. It's always fun. You do a great job. You put a lot of hard work into it. I want to thank Roadkill Nationwide, all the admin, all the people backing you up and helping you. And, yeah, my thoughts are with Ms. Shannon and Kirby. And, anyways, I hope everyone has a great evening. So, thank you, Bernie. It was lots of fun. WRXD 297. I'll be listening for a little bit.
WSAC 479. Thank you, Dave, and Bernie and the rest of the team. Y'all did a great job tonight. Sorry I wasn't able to be with y'all, but I enjoyed listening to y'all. WSAC 479.
Have fun, Bernie. 797. Night, guys.
WRP 270, disconnect in Delta 1.
WRXD 609. Thank you, Mr. Bernie. I appreciate it. Enjoyed it, as usual.
WSAD
211. This is WRZN 401. You have the radio on? WRZN 401. No contact. He don't have it on. I'll be on the other side of this thing. WRZB 609. Huntsville Steve, you out there? This is WRZN 401.
WRZP 715 and WSAQ 479 is going to be 10-7 for tonight. Good night.
WRZN 401, radio check.
LAGMRS.
401, you sound good. WQRH 320.
Thank you for the comeback. I just wondering if it was putting out. Nobody was coming back to me when I called them.
It's good now, good.
Thank you, sir. I'll let you go. This is WRZN 401 going back to the other channels.
WTRH 320, Ray, Upshur County, Texas, on the side.